have no idea what the
fuck. Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about empaths and narcissists. So for me, you notice that I'm always talking about myself. Well, in many instances, I'm just saying fucking filler words that sound like I'm kind of a psychosolipsist. So it's like a solipsist is someone who believes that pretty much the world is a reflection of them. I'm kind of like Inception. I'm kind of like kind of believe the Inception philosophy. Like, any person you meet is a projection of your subconscious. That's my belief. Because every person that I've met and encountered has always revealed to me something about myself. Every single person. About myself, meaning my individual ego. And every person that I've met is like, okay, because I'm so introspective, you know, I'll meet a completely new person, but I'll see characteristics and traits within them that resemble things that I've seen in myself, but may not always express on the outside. And so the reason why I'm talking about that or prefacing this whole thing with that is, you know, starting off with some Jungian shit, is that there's all this, you know, talk about empaths and narcissists, and, you know, there are these Facebook groups and, you know, Instagram posts and, you know, that complain about narcissists and things like that. But the truth of the matter is, I'm going to expand a little bit more upon my earlier episode of this show called the Narcissist is Within the Empath. And I'm going to, the way that I'm going to present this idea is to simply say that the narcissist appears in the empath's life because the empath is not selfish enough. You see, narcissists are people who are people who only really see their own viewpoint in life, have their own worldview, aren't interested in sharing a worldview, aren't interested in working together, aren't interested in anything. And I've met people like that, some of them within my own family, and very, like, dangerously high levels of narcissism. But it only coincided with my level of self-esteem, or my level of self-worth, or my level of recognizing myself as, you know, at least in my, currently on my journey, as a separate self worthy of existence and value. It's directly, the amount of narcissism you'll encounter in a person, or the amount of narcissists that an empath will encounter, is directly proportional to how much self-esteem they have, directly. And so the more that you build your self-esteem and look for reasons why you're worth a damn, meaning you exist, there are things that you like and there are things that you do not like. There's things that you stand for and things that you do not stand for, and dedicating your life to the discovery, to the exploration and discovery of those things, not as a resting place, but as a nice little base for you to operate from as an individual. Because ultimately, there really is no such thing as a separate self. Everything is connected. But it really helps if you have some healthy awareness and idea of there being kind of an individual awareness. It helps. Because then you can contribute your particular flavor, color, to, you know, or note, stanza to the universe, song, poem, painting, you know, meal, whatever you want to call it. So that's what having a healthy sense of individuality can bring you. And this is coming from a person who, you know, I'm still very much working on myself and having a healthy sense of individuality. And the thing about it is, to digress a bit, in that journey of discovering a healthy spiritual individuality, meaning, I would say the word spiritual, I never really liked it because it doesn't really have a hard definition. But I would define spiritual as, you know, spirit coming from the Latin spirare, which means to breathe. The spirit is the breath or the life, the unseen, subtle force behind everything. And so I would say spiritual in this sense would mean that, but in addition to that, I would say spiritual could mean, you know, the larger cosmos. Cosmos means tapestry. So that means, you're part of the quilt. You're a thread in the quilt, or you're a design, you're a patch in the quilt or the tapestry. You're a web in the giant tapestry that is woven. Or a strand of web. So spiritual could mean like the big picture. So in order to have like a spiritual, healthy individual sense of individuality, there comes a point, if you're an empath and you have been pretty selfless, where you're going to have to become very selfish. Because I've known a lot of people, mainly women, but I know maybe a few males as well, in addition to myself, who have dealt with narcissistic women and men who seem to only really care about themselves. And from a solipsistic perspective, why would someone who only gives a shit about themselves pop up in the awareness of an empath who I won't say is entirely selfless, but is a great deal more selfless than a narcissist? I mean, a fucking drop of water is more selfless than a narcissist. But, you know, why would that pop up? And the thing is, from that solipsistic point of view, and I'm using that term very loosely, because I'm not really a connoisseur of that philosophy. I just know the basic mainstay of what that philosophy is. But it means that there's something in you that's off balance. If you meet somebody, let's step outside of the empathic thing. Let's say you're generally a peaceful person, happy person, right? But you have a pattern of meeting people who are angry, like extremely angry, like they have very short tempers. Like, you're a happy person, you're happy-go-lucky, you're just minding your business, but for some reason, all your life, you've just run into people who are just chronically angry, have like extreme anger management issues. Why are you running into those people? Because I'm a happy person, I don't really understand. I'm a happy person. I'm a happy, you know, like, what's going on? Well, most people aren't taught the law of the universe, the law of reflection. They're not taught that there is no separate self. They're not taught that everything in the universe is connected to you, and everything in the universe is a reflection of you, and everything in the universe... that's basically it. They're not taught that. So they don't understand that. So they think that when they're meeting someone that's always angry, that, well, it must be them. It's something wrong with them. But it's like, no, there's an aspect in you that is angry. There's an aspect in you that has something to do with anger. There's an aspect in you that has something to do with needing to balance that out. You might actually be a happy person, but those people coming into your life on a regular basis are there to signal to you that there is something to be dealt with in your life. You understand? So it's like, I never thought of myself to be an extremely selfish person. Some other people might have another opinion about that. But when I was a kid and growing up, I was very much thinking about other people. Now, I wasn't a perfect kid, but for the most part, I was thinking a lot about others. And, you know, it's only been recently that I've been making decisions for my own life and for my own peace of mind where people have called me selfish. They didn't call me selfish before when they could just talk over me and not consider my point of view, and they didn't say have anything to say about that. I mean, they had a lot of bullshit to say, but they, you know, I'm talking about the narcissists that were in my life. They'll put you down in order to make themselves feel great, but I was never called selfish. It was only the moment when I said, enough, I'm not going to do this anymore, that I was called selfish. And so, you know, I don't consider myself to characteristically be a selfish person. But in order for me to get a solid sense of self, which is extremely important in this world, it's extremely important, just to say the least, you gotta become selfish. You gotta turn within and realize, ask yourself, what do I like? What don't I like? What do I need for my peace of mind? Now, there's a fine line here, because there are a lot of people who will take this on a superficial level and think, well, I need to eat that chocolate for my peace of mind. No, peace of mind comes from within. When you take this is a major digression from my main point, but when you're seeking inner peace, basically, that's essentially what it is. It's inside of you. The peace is already there. What you're essentially doing when you are going on this journey to get a solid sense of self and to gain or attain peace of mind, which doesn't need to be gained or attained, it's like a pond. And people come into your life and they throw shit in the pond. And guess what the pond does? It ripples, 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 ripples. And then basically what you're doing, when you say, okay, enough, I don't want to have to do that shit anymore, what you're doing is you're removing those people or those influences that are throwing shit in your pond. You're allowing the water to settle so that you can understand what it feels like to have that peace of mind or inner peace. You understand? When the water is settled, that's where your inner peace is. And so sometimes that state of letting the water settle is triggered by buying that chocolate bar, or by, you know, going to that party, or by, you know, snuggling up under the covers when you don't want to go out, or by giving somebody the finger, or, you know, that you don't like, you know. But it's just like it can trigger that state, but it doesn't, it's not the cause of that state. That state is always there. Like, no matter how much the water will ripple, 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 it's natural state, the state that it goes to when there is no influence being exerted upon it, is stillness. So that's what you have to understand about yourself, whether you're an empath, the highly sensitive person, or you're not a sensitive person at all. Your natural state is stillness. Your natural state is peace. So what you have is you have a lot of people seeking peace, going to these gurus and worshiping these pictures of these weird looking people, and that's fine, you can do that. It's just, that's not required to get that still water state. So, 333. I'm just saying, well, I saw that number, but I'm saying that just for you guys in case you want to run into a synchronicity today. All right. I'm going to stop here and then do part 2 on another recording.